Everybody, and welcome to Bunktastic with Kyle and Jared. Today is Bunktastic guest number two, and our guest today is one of my best friends who I've known for a long time. Our friend, Justin.
Heyo.
What's up, Justin?
Not much.
How you doing?
Yeah,
today?
To clarify, I know Jared as well.
Yeah, we're all friends. We're all part of the same clique, I think is how these hipsters pronounce it nowadays.
Clique.
You know, switch it up and bring someone here that is only friends with one of us and hates the other person.
That's what Adam was. Me and Adam got in a fight literally right after the podcast because he threw up all over my walls and we found him passed out in my living room.
What the fuck?
No, I'm just kidding. That didn't
happen. I believed it.
I will admit something though. The last time we were here, one time tripping, we did tea.
Delicious.
I threw up over the side of your porch, indigestion juice.
It ended up hitting
something, and I was like, it was too in the dark, and I was too tripping, so I couldn't see in the night vision. I said to go home because I felt sick. So the next day, I came over here, and I go to look, and the rainwater washed off, the puke off. It was a garbage can lid that landed on. Because I puked off the side of your
porch.
And I heard it hit something. I was like, fuck, that isn't the ground. I gotta get out of here. I'm tripping. It's hitting me hard. And I drove home like a rocket ship. And then and that was it. That was the puke story.
I mean, I puked. How come when I puke in a garbage can in front of a whole shitload of people, it's now a thing? You get to puke off the side of a rail and all over my shit. It's fucking nothing. You get scotch-free. I get the inside joke of a lifetime.
The rain saved his life.
I turned green and I puke in a garbage can in front of five of my
friends.
Vomiting
outside is different than in. When you're inside, everyone's watching. It's like acceptable.
He was on a third-story balcony. And he's just like keeled over looking like in the corner of this balcony. And we go downstairs, and we're about to leave, and then, like, you know, it's, like, 15 minutes later. We're walking down the driveway, and all of a sudden, this, like, rain of puke just comes out of nowhere. Passed out guy on the balcony must have just got up and fucking let loose, because as we're walking, it's, like, 10 feet in front of us. Blah! Like, a giant fucking puddle of just
was
inside
it chunky?
His stomach.
Was it chunky?
It was, like, just water balloons worth fucking out of the dude.
I can't remember a time when I've actually puked up. Oh, yeah. Last time I drank and puked, I threw up McDonald's French fries that I ate like 14 hours before puking. So gross. McDonald's is poison. Don't eat
it. Yeah, what a good intro. We instantly just bust out and puke.
Sorry. I puked up scrambled eggs once, and I hadn't eaten them in like a week.
I went to like a field days one time.
It's come
a
puking competition.
Yeah. We're going to have a puke off right here, right now.
Fucking puke.
But like, I rode a ride called the Roundup. And it's that wheel thing that spins, eventually tilts, and the centrifugal force is sucking to the sides. I puked up Airheads and scrambled eggs. It was blue eggs.
Oh my god, this is like how old were you?
I don't know.
Dude, this must have been destiny. When I was like 10 or 11 or 12, man, me and my family went to like up in north of here. And we all rode all the fucking rides, the Roundup, the mini roller coaster they had going like 100 miles per hour in a circle. I get on the Ferris wheel. Ferris fucking wheel. We're going around for the last destination, last revolution. Like, we're at, was it?
That's like semi-stable.
45, down before you get to the bottom. I puke blueberries up like a motherfucker all over myself. just covered the whole Ferris wheel cart in blue puke. My brother was with me laughing. And he felt bad. You know he wanted to laugh, but he was, like, scared. He's like, oh, man, poor guy.
How was that destiny? I puked up blue-colored eggs. You puked up blueberries.
Was it blue?
People puke at fucking fairs, dude. I always see puddles.
As kids, puked up. I never did. But you both puked up blue shit after going on a ride at some carnival.
One time I was in one of those, I went to ride. I didn't know that what those cages were. You know, the cages that roll. It's like a Ferris wheel. You're in an individual cage that spins.
Yeah, people will fuck with you.
That's the first one I ever went on. No way, dude. No way.
Being a little kid, I didn't know that those things spun. Like, I didn't really know what was up. I go to go in, and my friend or my cousin, whoever I was with, like, panics at the time.
Was it your cousin? Because it was my cousin.
And then he ends up leaving. So then they're all like, they have a guy come in. They put me with a stranger is what I'm getting at. This motherfucker is spinning the whole goddamn time before the ride even starts, dude. The whole fucking time.
The fucking dude sets you in, closes the cage, locks it, and you're instantly spinning around.
Yeah. It's like rock and roll music starts playing.
Why the fuck? That would be so...
My first one, I had a cousin. My name's Justin, and her name is Justine. It was the fucking worst. Anyways... We get in the thing, and she instantly starts spitting at it, too, and I'm afraid of heights and shit, so we're up at the top, like, completely upside down, and she's just loving it. She's like, the look on her face was just, like, pure joy. Like, look at this fucking kid. I'm like, no! Don't hurt me.
I get scared of that shit right now if you do it, man. I don't like the ones that... What if that shit fucking pops off its bearings and you fall, man? Fuck.
Yeah, I think in the real world where, like, that is a piece of metal attached to another with a bolt connecting it, and nobody's probably looked at it in a fucking year, you know?
It's like driving. Every time you're on the road, you're taking a risk. It's no different than riding one of those rides. It's probably safer.
Totally.
You're right. You're right.
There's times I'm thinking about my car, like, oh, my wheel bearing is getting bad. How bad is it? What happens when that finally fucking kicks it? Is my wheel just gonna fly off? This is like potentially gonna happen. I think about that shit
too. You could have taken like a right hand turn and the wheel's going straight and your car's taking a right.
You watch the wheel as you're... That happened to me in a car accident once. I got hit and my wheel popped off and it was like I just watched it roll to the end of my car and then fucking fall
like
over.
Like a dust thing in a wild
West movie. I didn't even know I had been in an accident and I'm like, where's my wheel going? Like, whose wheel is that? Where's...
You're driving it's like my a jalopy fucking,
I'm
car.
Like, no!
One of those cars where the wheels are sideways. It's going...
You ever take a turn, especially in the winter, you ever take a turn too hard and you feel like your wheel is like locked up sideways? You know, you take it too hard and your car's like... I don't know.
Yeah.
It happened to me on the way over here.
Straight, like slides?
Yeah, kind of. But you have your wheel cranked, so you feel like your wheel's just sideways.
That's because
finally take the turn, you cranked it too far.
That's because your car's wheel might be actually hitting the inner wheel well when you're driving.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
I haven't done it in my car, but...
My car is just going to burst into flames.
See, that is a car I believe would do it, because the wheel wells seem like they're too small for the actual size of the wheels they give you. Because,
fuck that car.
Did you actually like that car?
PT Cruiser?
Yeah.
It handled well in the snow, oddly enough. But other than that, I hated the way it looked on the outside. At the time, though, I didn't care, because I didn't have my own car, so I would have drove anything.
It was balling, because you had no wheels.
Was that a heavy car?
The Cruiser?
I drove one time. The exact feel it has is driving a go-kart. It's like being at fucking Peter Paul sitting...
Yeah, you're like high enough up, like still a low little car.
But yeah, it's obviously a car, you know, it's not a fucking go-kart, but it has the exact same, like, handling, like, holy fuck, when I'm going around a turn, you know, and you're in a go-kart and you turn too hard, your wheels start doing that, like... And you're doing, like...
I never let go of the gas. I want to be in first, even though it doesn't matter. There isn't really a race.
My mind's going, you got a brake to go around this turn, and you're going to fucking do it all smooth, like in the movie. You know? But instead, you end up doing that fucking shit. You ever spin out?
Yeah, in a go-kart? Fuck yeah.
You feel like such an asshole.
Yeah, I had someone give me
the old... You're just sitting there, you're like, oh, my car's looking backwards, and there's no way to... turn around without getting killed by other kids.
I got lucky enough for when I did it. I had enough to where I spun out on, like, the wide wall, so I got enough space to where I could have just drove off of it, you know? I have enough space between me and the wall to just take that right and go back.
That is like,
I have popped a 180. That's basically it. That was it.
Someone did me once.
What?
Someone like bumped my tail and it made me spin out. And then the guys run the go-kart place, run over full force thinking I'm hurt. And I'm just like, nah, dude, just help me.
Oh, my neck is hurt.
Get me off the tire. I had a friend's mother tell me one time she ran over her own thumb in a go-kart.
How the fuck?
What?
How do you run over your own thumb?
What, does she got like monkey arms?
She saw a quarter on the track. She got excited.
How do you run over your own thumb?
Is that a half dollar?
Oh, she lying God. To me.
She fucking lied to you.
No, wait, you totally can.
How?
If she, like, put her hand... You're sitting on the ground, basically, in a little chair.
How far so does...
If you put your hand on the ground?
Oh, yeah. I
can imagine you're in one
right now.
You're not a little kid anymore.
You're, like, gorilla style in a little car.
Hand on the ground. This you're little right. back is, wheel.
You sit, well, and you sit on the
she's
back.
She's just a fucking
more
idiot.
Traction, too.
Yeah.
She's just a fuck. She didn't listen to the safety rules before hopping on that.
She have to gain from lying about that story.
Hey, maybe she's trying to gain money.
Maybe she wanted
Kyle
a little
think
kid
I'm
dick.
Cool.
Who was
this?
Who was
that? Her mom's little kid.
I'm not saying names. You ask me who it is?
She was a friend.
A friend's mother.
That's what I meant. Oh, all right.
And she was all like...
No, I didn't mean like who it was.
I ran over my thumb. And she's like, Kyle, I heard you have a thing for mothers with hurt thumbs.
Yeah, you're right. Look at this bad boy. She pulls off a bandage. It's wet.
It's a one digit, Kyle. Just drop one digit.
What are you talking about?
How often do you get cut
one digit? You never heard the digit? Like a finger?
How often or what?
Do you get cut or burned at your work?
Never.
You?
Never.
I get cut and burned every fucking day.
You work in a kitchen.
One here and one here that are brand new. It sucks so bad.
How often do you get bit or scratched at your work?
Depends.
Right?
How often do you guys get mop water on your shoes?
You might just fucking... Every day, dude. Steam pot water. Hot. Dude, I've had boiling hot coffee go right on my dick. We have a coffee pot that's like this big and it sits... Well, nobody can see it, but it's like... It's like a 3-foot fucking coffee pot, and it sits on top of a shelf that's like 4 feet off the ground. So it's like way up there. I gotta climb a little ladder because I'm a little guy. And I pour a pitcher of water into the top, but there's like handles and shit down here where my junk is now. And I like leaned into it, and my gut tapped the little handle, and then there's a spout under it, and that's right on my zipper line. And it was just like, glug, 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 like a gallon of coffee down my pant leg. It was so fucking awful. The first thing anybody says to me, a really cute waitress comes walking up to me, and she's like, did you burn your pee-pee? What the fuck?
That's when you say
that. She knew. She knew exactly what was up, and I was just like,
what if you really fucking hurt, though?
I was like, I burned my pee-pee, and I fucking took off running. I got to the bathroom, and I, like, it's the winter. I wear long johns. So I got, like, a fucking absorbent cloth in my pants, absorbing all this hot coffee and keeping it right there. So I, like, whip my pants off, and I'm just standing there naked, bright red, from the waist down, naked and bright red, like, glistening with fucking blazing hot coffee. Standing there in the scummy employee bathroom. It was fucking disgusting.
How'd you get yourself out of that jam?
I took off the long johns and I just wore the fucking wet pants.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was gross. Now I got a pair of like soaked coffee long johns, like tucked away in a locker that no one uses at work. Someone's gonna find them and be like, what the fuck?
Why don't you throw them out?
I probably should have, but I'm just reliving it now. It's like, once that happened, out of my mind. Back to being burned. Whatever. Standing in front of a hot grill.
That's like, I don't know, people who just... They just shit in public places or just like...
Yeah, peace.
Put their dirty tissues right on the shelves in grocery markets and shit and said...
Ew.
Yeah, you never seen that stuff?
I hate when people keep tissues in their pockets.
Oh,
used ones?
I
do it all the time.
That noise.
Well, there's a like, garbage can right now where it's thrown on the ground.
I know, but it's like...
Little snot rags.
If somebody's used one before and it's back in their pocket,
the crust.
You know, like, you see somebody walk in from fucking somewhere, walk past a garbage can, and they're like, you know, like, wiping some gross shit on something that already has gross shit on it, putting it back in their pocket. It's like, God, if I wanted a little pocket charm that's just full of fucking cold germs or whatever, I'm going to keep it in my pocket and keep touching it over and over. Then everything else I fucking touch covered in cold germs.
It's always someone who wears one big-ass coat during the wintertime as opposed to layers like you're supposed to. They always have to You gonna buy a new winter coat this year? Like, you know, they got the one fucking big winter coat. It's a bad idea.
Three hoodies and people pick at me.
Nah, because you know why? Because they're stupid. Whatever you're supposed to wear layers. That way, if you get too sweaty, you just take them off.
We used to wear suit jackets and shit. I used to wear it because it would keep me warm. I would wear it instead of a regular jacket, you know?
Yeah,
that's a hoodie and a suit jacket? Man, doesn't matter what you're wearing, as long as you're warm.
Oh, I finally clicked what I wanted to say. About the cold shit, I have allergies. My nose is always running.
Mine is too.
Always.
I feel bad for you because
it's never like snot. Like I can understand where people are like, that's gross. It's like, but my nose is always running. It's not like
if you're not like sick,
I always have. I have a one blow rule where I'll have a napkin in my pocket for one blow. Like I'll have one blow my nose in it, fold up, put it in, and then I'll throw a blow in a second time, and I'll throw it out after that because I'll rip off like a good. Like, paper towel is what I usually use, because it's not every day, it's usually every 3 days. So I just blow it in that, just fucking twice.
One blow job.
Yeah. One blow job.
I know what you mean with the people who take out the ones that are all hard as a rock.
Hey, they're always wearing big-ass winter fucking jacket. The one that hangs
when
their
I imagine
thighs.
That person, I imagine a sick person.
Yeah.
Someone who is running a fucking fever.
Earmuffs.
You know, not, like, if you're just, oh man, this my... Damn nose of mine.
This dang damn nose of mine.
You keep ripping it, but you're not like, coughing and fucking getting that nose shit going on. If you're not doing that all day, I have no problem with it. I'm like, man, his nose is leaky. If blood was coming out of it, hell yeah, I'd expect you to have a fucking thing to run, you know, wipe it up with. It, regardless of what's running on your nose, I'm glad you have something to fucking wipe it up.
Booger
just
sugar.
As long as it's not like containing fucking cold germs. Go ahead, Kyle, sorry.
Oh, what, my big coat thing?
Yeah.
I don't even think about that anymore. I'll see.
Well, what about
bloody noses. Oh, I'm just saying, if you're wearing a big-ass coat and you're out in, like, the middle of the wilderness and it's, like, freezing, you're walking around, you start sweating, you go to take... You only have that one fucking coat, dude. It's not good to wear one big-ass winter jacket.
It's not good to wear cotton either in the cold. It's not really good because cotton absorbs water. Water, and once that gets all wet, it's just taking heat right off your body at a rapid rate. That's why... Wearing multiple hoodies is a bad thing if they're all cotton. If you have, like, a couple wool hoodies, that's where it's at. But if you have one wool hoodie, I bet you don't need any more hoodies, because wool is pretty fucking thick.
Like the survival blankets, the itchy, scratchy shit?
No, that's fucking 2014. They have better ones.
I wear these thermals all the fucking time. I don't need anything. I could wear fucking these pants and this shirt outside right now. Because I have thermals on, I have fucking long johns on and these on.
Thermals.
Yeah. Whatever.
Long johns.
It's beautiful. Old school, like the old miner guy with these fucking long johns on, that guy's never cold.
I just picture a guy in a log cabin with a fur raccoon hat, wearing like a red long john with boots chopping wood.
Straight up.
Okay, never cold.
Daniel Boone hat.
He's probably got a wool coat too.
Who? He does.
That fictional guy we're thinking of.
Because
wool coats
cabin.
Are fucking...
Have you guys ever seen how they shear sheep?
Yeah.
It looks like they're skinning them in a way. The whole sheep.
If they do it right, it comes off. There's that, like,
it's
layer
one
there.
One big hunk. It's crazy how it looks.
Dude.
What up?
You know those Ugg boots girls are all crazy about?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The fur on the lining or whatever, that shit's skinned off of the animal. It's not fucking sheared like, oh, here's its fur. See you later, sheep. We'll get your fur next time. It's like... I'm going to take all of the skin off of your back.
I thought Ugg boots were fake. I didn't know that was real.
No, that's real shit, dude. That's where the price comes from.
What kind of animal is that?
Yeah, that's why it's insane.
It's a sheep.
It's because it's not fucking some humane, like, oh, we just fucking shear it off of them and they're fine.
And I heard they do it
live. They take their fucking skin, so it's like, imagine how many... little lambs are out there that are just, like, skinless dying because girls want to have those stupid fucking boots so bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
And they don't even know it. And that's the sad part. You ask most girls, any girl wearing them, hey, man, do you know how those boots are made? And she'll say, no, that's not how it is.
I really don't give a fuck.
I guarantee you she won't believe you.
If they killed them. But I heard, like, rumors. I never did too much research.
They don't kill them. They die from it.
Yeah, I heard they do
you
it
know,
with
it's
them
it's
alive
like,
due to money purposes.
Like, bang! Shoot it in the head and then do it.
A bullet costs more than
they skin it. There's a little skinless creature
that
on the ground.
That will die for free.
It's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
They're fucking freaky, man. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it because it's like they're an animal. If we have a shitload like deer,
like, I approve hunting and everything because there's an overpopulation of deer. So there's a shitload of sheep. Yeah, kill them, but don't fucking skin them alive, man. That's fucking
torture. That's so sad. Them.
Yeah, that is fucking. So that's my only beef with it. If they don't, then more power to you. I am sorry for arguing. I think, but like, fucking, I heard they do it alive, and that is just fucked the fuck up.
You know, wait. Think of like a mass killing of animals that made you sad. Like, I don't know, like when the. Like when the buffaloes were fucking finally gone.
No, raccoon massacre of 1822. Something
like that. But it's just like, that happens all the fucking time now.
Yeah, it's a year.
There's
I meant like
animals are mass killed on fucking a daily basis. Yeah. Every single kind of animal that you can kill for money is being killed right now. There's probably
It's like
you know, just nonstop.
The black market shit 10,000 is like sex trafficking, drugs, and endangered species to eat. I want to eat panda steaks.
Oh my god!
Just
dude.
Because there was a panda show steaks. Called like ways people. I don't know. It was like 100 ways to die, and it showed how all these people died. There was a guy that worked in one of those endangered species kitchens, and then what he was supposed to kill like a king cobra. And it ended up like biting his face, and the way the like snake venom works is it instantly started making his skin necrotic in his face. So the guy like he's instantly fucking dead, you know? Like
just go right to his face. Brain.
Yeah, if you get bit in the face, you're pretty close to being fucked.
But then snakes are cool.
Snakes? Are I don't cool. know. I don't imagine them to be tasty.
Right? It's like a chicken, right?
I wouldn't figure like a chicken
flaking off a
those
long
things
spine.
Are like pure muscle, just like.
Yeah,
you know, and then leather. So I imagine it'd be like calamari, but like meaty.
I don't think you eat the skin.
It'd be like a calamari steak. Ugh. Rubber town. They probably
I like calamari's good.
Ugh.
Anyway, snakes are cool, dude.
I hate it.
The cobra. I didn't know cobras are like fucking like 12 feet long, and they can like stand up halfway. So you got a fucking like cobra thing that's taller than you. I don't know if they're fucking. They're fucking long as fuck.
Cobras with
yes.
I always imagine those as like. Well, when you see them, it's always like whatever part of them sticking out of that fucking basket.
Yeah, but there's like another 10 foot of that snake chilling in that basket, and they come up and they when
I
you meet them,
be like 3 feet long, because like, you know, like this big.
They stick up and they're halfway point. You know, they stick up to intimidate, and it'd be fucking taller than you.
See, I would think it would be as
yeah, dude. Looking down at you, Justin. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my god.
That's where I wish
whenever
I'd have
I think
a machete.
Of, like, see this in half. I'm always handling it.
It'd still bite you.
In my imagination of snakes, I'm always handling whatever snake we're talking about, or whatever, whatever.
That's a bad idea, too, because the second they decide to just constrict or do whatever, the person
I think that's my mind's way of saying, like, it's just a snake. Don't be afraid.
You ever see that Billy the Exterminator?
Snakes, but I think they'll kill me.
Who? Billy the Exterminator.
Who?
He had his own show where he was like an exterminator. They'd call him up, you know, oh, I got a crazy raccoon or something's going on in my garage. But he wore, like, all his stuff was from Hot Topic. He was wearing, like, all leather and, like, studded spiky shit.
The wrist shit?
Yeah, like, wearing, like, the punk rock, the Legion of Doom fucking shoulder pants.
Legion of Doom, like, the
wrestlers.
Oh, yeah. My God, Hawk and Animal.
Wrestling. Right? The best wrestler.
Yeah, Hawk and Animal.
Anyway. We all watched wrestling as kids, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been, I watched it until I was like 17.
Dude, how many times have you put someone in a figure four leg lock? I'll put you in one right now.
I never had a figure four.
It was always the crippler cross face.
That hurts so bad. Dude, let me tell you why the figure four was the shit. They would use your leg as like a fucking
leverage for your pressure
as
on
like
your
a
knee.
Leverage to like break your fucking knee.
So as
a little kid, the first time you get put in that shit, it's like an awakening of fucking what pain is. It's like the first time you get an arm bar. You're like, this is happening.
I learned what the crippler cross real face life. Was by being put in it.
You know, Jeff.
What's happening? What?
You guys know Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was my fucking partner. Like,
yeah,
wrestling buddy.
Yeah.
What is that? Like,
people
Rey
like
Mysterio
wrestling
and The Big Show?
That was seriously like Rey Mysterio and The Big Show.
Dude, you would be fucked.
It
Justin's
was awful.
Doing like a Hurricanrana. He's doing all these spin moves around this big kid.
What is the fucking belly to back suplex or like German suplex? That shit is.
Trampoline wrestling?
You land on a couch, but it's like the wood couch covered in washcloths as fucking padding, and you fucking clank your head off it, and he's like, oh, you tapped, or whatever. He doesn't even care. He's just so into it.
I used to wrestle my friends. My friend, my next-door neighbor had a barn with a hayloft in it, And we converted the hay bales into a wrestling ring where we just like have free for all. Like we'd have ladder matches where you had to climb the ladder to the top of the roof and you could, it would be okay because you could fall in the hay. Anyway, this one kid, he climbed up about 20 feet hay bales and he goes like, Swanton bomb! And he licks the tips of his fingers and flicks his tongue just like Jeff Hardy. And he jumps down, but he doesn't do the flip right. So he ends up belly flopping on two hay bales. This kid ends up scorpioning himself in between two fucking hay bales, dude, where the back of his head slaps his ass. And he's just going,
oh my God.
Dude, snot is instantly dripping out of his nose. And he's going, my back, my back. And we just fucking laugh. I dropped down on the floor laughing my ass off. He was okay, but man, for that minute and a half of laughing, who's to say that he was okay? Because we just watched him scorpion himself, dude.
Actually, when you were like, slipped a bunch of discs and like had something seriously wrong with him.
Oh, when you're a kid, though,
if you just fucking laughing your ass off.
If you did that now, you would be fucked. But when you're a kid, you can take a fucking whooping.
You're fucking
dude.
Invincible.
You can take a beating.
Yeah, what's up? The second you like get your adult body, no more like explosive movements.
You know what was killing me on the way over here? I had my jacket on, and it was like it was pulling my arm down, kind of. But I was fighting it to hold the steering wheel in a comfortable position. And by the time I got here, I felt like I had just fucking been flexing for 3 days. Like my arm was so tense, and I like let go, and it was just. Ow! Like a little pain, like I was a little bitch all of a sudden.
Fuck you, untailored to me, jacket.
Yeah, ruined my fucking day. Now I can't use my left arm.
If you, I guess, but people, if you keep using all your muscles, you do keep. I can do a split I kept doing splits from when I was a kid. But how come is it if I skip doing a split for a day, I go at it the next day, I can only go down like halfway and be like, why the fuck you suck so bad muscles?
My stupid body.
Straight up, you're not on every day.
Handsprings.
Yeah, what happened?
Now my spine is not equipped for that shit. It's like leaning this way and to do a back.
You gotta start doing some yoga moves, man.
But I could probably do a kick ass front flip.
Could you ever climb the rope and gym class?
No.
I couldn't either.
I was fat back then, dude.
Well, they don't tell you. You gotta get your fucking feet involved.
Yeah, it was like the movie Sidekicks with Chuck Norris. Dude, I couldn't do that
that's
shit.
That's what I thought of the entire time. Like, I'm gonna climb it.
Aren't you guys trying to climb the rope like with all your upper half when you did it?
The gym class.
I wasn't strong enough.
No, I meant, did you know anything about using your feet? Because when I went to do it, all I thought about was like, how the hell are these kids going up with their fucking hands? They're just grabbing a hold of the rope with their knees. And it's like...
That was the main part
of it. No, it's not. It's having a technique with your feet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The movie Sidekicks with Chuck Norris. He teaches the kid who killed himself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't ever see
that. You never saw Sidekicks?
No.
That sucks. The kid.
I guess.
I want to see Sidekicks, too.
There's a movie called Sidekicks with a kid from Neverending Story 2. And he was in a show called Sequest. Either way.
What are you, his fucking biographer?
Yeah, I'm him. I am him. I was in a movie called.
I'm his autobiographer.
The Never Ending Sequest. Well, either way, Sidekicks. There's a part where this kid is obsessed with Chuck Norris, and he's got an imaginary Chuck Norris friend, and he's climbing the rope in gym class, and he's climbing it. He's actually doing it.
Who hasn't seen Sidekicks?
Jared.
I just said I haven't seen
Sidekicks. I'm explaining it to him.
Jared.
And he gets to a point where he freezes. He gets, like, halfway to the point, and he gets in, like, a deadlock. And he looks to the left on the other rope, and there's Chuck Norris. He's like, do this little technique with your feet.
Oh, yeah, he does show
him. And he wraps him, and he does it, and he ends up climbing the rope because the imaginary Chuck Norris showed him how.
Oh, you guys see how that rolls? I don't need Chuck Norris fucking telling me what to do. I figure that shit out by myself.
He did. Dude. I was just thinking that.
If you got time, sit down and watch.
I will. I'll watch it.
Sidekicks, because that movie's awesome.
There's a part where he's having sex with a girl, and then he mentions Chuck Norris to teach him how to fuck.
Really?
Same foot maneuver.
Straight up. No, he goes, it's like, now it's from your... It's not a foot maneuver,
there's
it's a
There's another bed
maneuver.
In the room, and he looks over, and Chuck Norris is on it, fucking him. And he's like, this is how you do it, bro.
Whoa.
Gets in on him.
Craziness. I saw a movie one time. I don't remember what it was called.
That's a sequel, dude. I'm writing it right now.
Oh.
We're fucking killed
kid
it.
Kid was like...
Full pen.
He got like a dick-sucking machine. And while he was doing that, there was like
fuck?
A power surge. And he had like frying his dick, and he couldn't get boners.
Wait, what movie was that?
I can't remember, dude. The main character's friend did that, and the story was about a summer vacation where his kid wanted to fuck this girl the whole time, and he's got like an imaginary wisecracking Brooklyn buddy.
Imaginary, sorry, dude.
Yeah, sorry. And I don't even...
I am, dude.
I ain't sorry, just like Kyle ain't sorry about the movie he just threw out.
Or I ain't sorry about nothing at the time, because I know I didn't do nothing wrong. Think of any, like,
you watch some crazy fucking movies, dude.
I'll watch anything at least once. I'll try to.
That's a bold-faced lie. There's like a new movie out that's mildly good and you ain't trying to watch
The new Hercules?
No, that's a piece of shit.
What movie?
Bad. I'm trying to think. Whatever. No, it's a show. Never mind. It's like Game of Thrones or whatever.
It's a show?
What was that show?
A movie.
There are some good shows out now.
Movies, man.
What, that I won't ever watch?
I watch so many fucking movies.
I'll come back in like 10 minutes and I'll fucking say it just to fucking ruin another combo. Fuck it.
What is the last movie you watched?
This morning, I watched The Hobbit because I couldn't fall asleep. I woke up with the fucking hiccups and I came in my room. Well, I came kinky, but I went, came in my room and I just sat here and I just sat here, ate a bowl of cereal, and watched The Hobbit and passed out again. Well,
how was it? Was it good?
Not really. You never seen The Hobbit?
No.
It's awesome. Oh my god, I can't think. I don't think, dude, we can talk about it more on this
fucking
podcast.
I watched the first Lord of the Rings like twice.
It's nothing like those.
No,
or
it's
three
nothing
times
like
in
that.
The theaters. I saw it like three times.
You wasted your fucking life.
Wait, and then the second one I saw like twice, and then I just never watched another one.
Wait, did you just say you watched them?
You watched
all
the
three
first
of them?
Lord of the Rings?
I watched the first one, the second one, and then the third one came out, and I was really sick, and no one would go with me because they all went already. So, like, nobody would go with me by the time I was better. And then fucking, I just never watched another one.
Really? So you stopped after
the
second one?
And then I haven't seen the new Hobbit or this other new Hobbit.
The second one's pretty fucking awesome. That's worth a one through. That one's worth maybe even a two through.
A twofer.
Yeah.
I don't know. They just kind of like... Like, the enchantment was just gone.
What's the last movie you watched?
In the last, like, 2 weeks, I've probably watched, like...
We watched Inception the other night.
I've watched, like, 60 movies, dude. I watched, like, I had a whole horror movie night. I had, like, a psychological thriller night. You know, like, fucking... I was just creating my own genres and watching, like, 6 movies in a row. But that movie Splinters, or whatever, Splinter, that I tried to get you to watch, and as soon as I put it on, you were like... That guy was better on Road Trip. This is gay. That movie was really fucking cool. Some weird infected animal comes out, and he's got, like, needles coming out of its body.
Mm-hmm. We watched Inception.
Well, it's like some crazy fucking...
That's the last movie I fully watched. Oh, and
I don't know, it was actually kind of cool.
Splinter.
Inception? That was awesome, too.
That was awesome. A lot of people don't like Inception, and you know why? Because they don't get it.
How would you not?
Because they don't get it.
It explains it the entire
dumb.
Way.
That movie's dumb. That's why I say people about The Matrix, too.
Whatever, I think dumb. That movie is kind of dumb.
Inception?
Yeah, because of the
everything
whole...
Everything would be dumb if
because of the whole fucking, what? Him and his wife and their memories and shit.
That's just to get a little deeper, but they should
know,
make other shit about them.
It was already deep as fuck. They should have focused more on the dream shit, and it would have been better.
If someone was like, offered you the job to be one of those Inception guys, would you do it?
Oh, dude, I watch a bunch of fucking... You know how, like, there's a million fucking Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers movies?
Yes.
You know the in-between ones that you just never see because they...
Like Friday the 13th, 8.
Halloween, 7. I watched a bunch of those. Like, I watched Jason Goes to Hell because I never
saw
that.
Him. The guy eats Jason's brain.
I was a little kid. My mom wouldn't let me say Jason Goes to Hell or watch it. So I grew up.
What?
And I've been alive for fucking 26 years and I've been thinking about that
about
for
this.
Like 20 of them.
We're going to discuss the Friday the 13th movies. Yeah, Jason Goes to Hell. Jason Voorhees, what? He gets blown up, he gets killed, and the cop investigating the case goes crazy and eats Jason Voorhees'
Never
brain.
Mind the fucking weird black bounty hunter guy who's crazy.
He eats his brain, right? He eats Jason Voorhees' brain.
Hmm?
Or his heart.
Oh, no, the autopsy guy eats his heart. It's
it
just sitting there on
the
table,
the
and then
it
starts beating. No.
Are you sure?
The other black guy's a fucking bounty hunter. He's in the end of the
movie. I thought the autopsy guy was the bounty hunter.
Spoilers! That movie's fucking old.
Okay, either way, my bad. You might have just watched
days.
It recently, so
here.
I could be wrong.
I just watched it the other day. I'm not lying to you. Why would I lie?
Jason, at the end of Jason Goes to Hell was the leading into Freddy versus Jason.
I totally watched Jason Goes to Hell, dude. Nice.
Because there's a Freddy Krueger glove or that pulls the Jason's mask in. Remember, it pulls into the dirt.
I remember seeing that in theaters and being like...
What, Freddy versus
whoa.
Jason? They should never do that.
That was bad, dude.
I like Jason as a character. He's like a zombie guy who can't die, and he's super strong, and he fights like kills those kids who are having sex.
What do you mean? How? Why can't he die?
He's a corpse. He's a zombie.
No,
he has never been decapitated in any of his movies.
Jason Goes to Hell was the only Jason movie to not be like produced by whatever company produced the rest, like Dimension or whatever. I don't know what
the first one ever.
But yeah, his mother. So all the way through that has been produced by like one company, and then Jason Goes to Hell was like off on its own kind of shit.
Okay, yeah.
But it explains Jason, like why he's so fucking crazy, why he keeps coming back and whatever. It's like his body lasts as long as there's Voorheeses or something. Like as long as the bloodline exists.
No and fucking.
She ends
shit.
Up killing him at the end of it with the ancient bone saber of Zumacalus.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. She's got the fucking crazy bone saber. Only when a Voorhees holds it does it become that crazy sword.
The bone saber of Zumacalus is more than one movie.
It's that fucking same saber, dude.
Uh huh.
Well, anyways.
The one that, yeah, it's an Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. Well, she ends up killing him. It's like that Jason that died or whatever goes to the morgue. The morgue guy is staring at his heart. It starts beating. He's like, oh, time to eat it for no reason.
yeah, I know that.
Chops it down.
The beating drives him crazy.
Yeah, something. He like goes to the next nearest person, fucking pukes some weird thing into him, like, it looks like a giant tongue alien.
Is it
like,
the thing that's on the cover of Jason Goes to Hell, the weird worm that's crawling through the mask?
Yeah, totally. And it goes into that guy, then it goes into somebody else, and somebody else, and somebody else, and then like a cop friend of the last Voorhees lady, and she has a little daughter, and it's like, fucking chasing her. It just,
does it ever show
it
Jason
so
in hell? Is Jason ever in hell?
No, he like dies at the end of the movie, but
you never see him in like a weird hell place where it's Jason Voorhees.
Not like the cover. No,
how does it say goes to hell if he doesn't go to hell?
Well, I guess he like goes to hell.
He goes to another dimension at the end because it's like a weird old dusty warehouse. And I remember there's the Jason mask sitting on the ground, and Freddy Krueger hand pulls it into the ground, reaches up, Freddy Krueger's hand grabs the mask, pulls on the ground. You're like Freddy Krueger.
So I suppose that's how that little like fight scene of them or whatever became.
You ever see Freddy vs. Jason?
Yeah. I was just saying. Remember seeing that in theaters. But,
I saw Jason X in
theaters. What was I gonna say about fucking Jason Goes to Hell? Because it was so fucking stupid. Like, the whole plot and everything was based on. It was based on that stupid bounty hunter guy that was there. Because he had, like, infinite knowledge of how to fucking kill Jason Voorhees. So it's like, how the fuck would you know that?
How would you know about Jason Voorhees?
And then, like, be a. Specialize in that. He, like, stuck around town trying to fucking solve the case.
What is the story of Jason? The first one's his mom. The very
Who knows
first
what it is now?
No, the very first Friday through the mother's killing everything. The mother's killing the campers at Crystal Lake. There's two kids fucking. She's sitting underneath the bed with, like, a corkscrew drill. And she puts it up to the bed.
The story of Jason would be he drowned while they were fucking.
yeah. No one was watching. Yeah,
they
the
were
little
fucking
kid was swimming. And he comes back. In the second one, he's just a guy with a sack over his head.
I know, it was awful.
And then
really?
Slowly,
you ever see the second
one? I've never seen that.
Alright, it's like a big retard looking guy.
Yeah, it's like the Goonies.
Dude,
it's
totally,
like Sloth from Goonies.
He's got like the button up and fucking like
he's got a coverall. He's wearing a Dickies blue
coverall.
Yeah,
he's got like the fucking
in the second one.
And he's just running around with a burlap bag over his head.
Where'd his mask go?
They pull it off at the end and he looks like a fucking chud, dude. He's like
Sloth from Goonies.
And mixed with the Hunchback in Notre Dame. Like that face.
Toxic Avenger,
you know, he makes this stupid noise, and then they put a hockey mask on him or something. Like he finds a hockey mask in the next one.
Was that supposed to be like a prequel to the first one? It's probably
he dies at the end of every movie.
The first one is the mother, and she gets killed. And the second one, he comes back to avenge her.
Yeah,
or at the end of the first one, he's there.
They're all associated,
and then eventually he gets like more.
At the end of the first one, she's floating in the fucking boat. And he's like, bah! That token fucking jump out of the boat and grab her, and then the movie's over.
Okay. And then, okay, I haven't watched them in a long time. I used to watch them on Friday the 13th.
I don't know why, dude. It's just like.
And then there's
I'll
one where.
Think
remember
about
there's
it,
one where he's
like,
chasing
watch
her.
One.
There's one where Jason in Manhattan, he's chasing the girl through the
that
sewers.
So
and the sewer water hits Jason, and a little boy in his underwear washes up instead of the zombie guy.
What?
Little boy in his
Pedal?
Underwear.
A little boy in his whitey tighties washes up to represent the little drowning
That's
boy
Jason.
That is
yeah.
Jason the real
Jason. Oh, that
Jason.
Was Jason?
There's one of those
how does a drowning little boy come out as a crazy zombie man?
How long has he dead for?
He drowned as a little kid in Crystal Lake, Camp Crystal Lake.
So when did he come back? For how long? Like, how many years after he died?
I don't know.
So he's all the dead, and so they probably made it. Did it, like, immediately, and then it was, like, every year that a movie came out was, like, when he'd come back.
We're talking about within the story, the context of Friday the 13th world.
So it's like, yeah, that's what I was saying. How old, when Jason died... When he was a kid, did his mother resurrect him?
I don't know. She didn't.
She didn't resurrect. Then how did Jason call? I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Just I don't even know. We could look it up if you want. I think it's the curse, the negative energy of the mom killing.
I can't remember the mom as a character. What was she?
A cunt?
Was she religious or anything? You know,
yeah,
she
had,
was she like
an old lady? Yeah, I'm a fucking bitch. Don't do things, Jason, or your mother will fucking be mad.
Yeah,
yeah, that kind of shit.
Like Carrie's mom? There was a remake of Carrie.
The 80s mom.
Yeah, did you guys see the remake?
No, I want to.
That girl's way too pretty to be Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie's supposed to be like an outcast,
saying that
shit. I can say you're pretty. You're looking whatever.
Can I spoil it?
She's like 16. She's old enough.
Is there spoilers? Because it's a remake of an old movie.
Well, I never announce spoilers. Jerry does.
Part of this podcast is spoilers, so just spoilers to carry all you people out there.
Ooh, noodles in the pot.
If you don't want to listen to the spoilers, jump ahead 10
Who
minutes.
Who cares?
Go ahead.
Either way, go for it.
It's pretty much the old movie, as... It's kind of like how the remake of Evil Dead was.
Plug it up! Does that part happen?
It was kind of like the exact same movie. Yeah, it does happen.
Do they show her pussy?
No, dude, but she's like... ravaged in period blood.
She's
slipping in it and shit.
Yeah, and like on the ground, like in their fucking throwing tampons at her, and she's squeaking away.
No one helped her. Even the fat girl's throwing tampons at her.
One girl tried to help her. She was like, hey, take fucking dude to prom. But then the blood.
That's a trick.
Yeah.
That girl gets tricked in two movies, in Kick-Ass 2 and in Carrie. They take her out to a thing. Where they bring out to the woods, like, we're gonna bring you to a party! Yeah. And there's like, no, they all just leave. And they leave around the middle of the woods.
Oh, Kick-Ass 2 was retarded. That was, well, dumb, because why that? That was the dumbest thing ever!
Why didn't she just kill those people in the woods and peace out?
That whole movie was fucking whack, except that one part where she's all, like, sped up and fucking stabs him with a glass. Like, grabs the glass out of the air.
Oh, she gets hit with the adrenaline syringe?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Yeah, sped up.
That's one of the most wackest parts ever.
I love that. It was like,
it's cool. The first one of the best parts of Nicolas Cage scene in the warehouse.
I don't know how to describe it.
I understand. She's moving super fast. Everything else is slow, but she's moving real time. And she's grabbing glass out of the air that's falling. And she stabs a guy.
It was like Fry drinking the 300th coffee.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like the guy in Helsing that can move real fast with the dagger. The brother.
Yeah.
That show's real cool. There's an anime called... Helsing Ultimate OVA.
I do not endorse anime. I don't really... You know, because I'm gonna... I don't know. When I see it, I just think of the fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid.
But that's
different. But this is different.
Like, Afro Samurai is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of decent things that are just amazing that aren't like little Japanese girls, you know, fucking cat ears and shit. It's like... Just some movie,
real good
drawn,
action,
you know,
awesome stories with awesome art instead of
for real
a film. Return of the Cat.
Sometimes I'm watching a movie and I'm just like, man, I wish I didn't have to look at this fucking dude's face or something. I wish it was drawn.
Afro Samurai is really well done. And you know what's funny? You know what I think about cartoons, though? I think about the guys doing the voices, and, like, Samuel Jackson does the voice in Afro Samurai, and I think about that guy in, like, a sound booth being like, yo, go, ninja! Like, fucking, like, Samuel Jackson freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
When Snakes on a Train came out, you could put
snakes
in your friend...
Snakes on a Plane?
I'll tell you about Snakes on a Train in a minute. Snakes on a Plane
snakes
came out.
Snakes on a Train?
You could put in your phone number to have an automated Samuel Jackson voice call up your friend's phone and be like, yo, Kyle! You better go see Snakes on a Plane. It's a crazy movie, mother. And you're like, whoa, Samuel Jackson is fucking calling my phone, dude.
I think there's a Spider-Man one, too.
Spider-Man what? You could call, Peter Parker
get
call
him
you?
To call you.
Uncle Ben?
I think it would be Spider-Man telling you to go see Spider-Man 1.
It's actually Uncle Ben talking to you while he's dying.
What time I know?
Every time I pick up a box of Uncle Ben's rice, I'm like...
I had a mentally disabled Spider-Man. Guy ask me a question that actually made me think once. He goes, hey, Kyle. I go, what's up, man? I wish Uncle Ben was my uncle. I go, who's Uncle Ben? You know, I didn't know what he was talking about. He caught me off guard. He's like, I'm like, Uncle Ben. I'm like, Peter Parker's dad? You know, even though it's his uncle, I'm like, Peter Parker's dad? He's like, yeah, I wish he was my uncle. And I just go, yeah, he's a good guy. He goes, but what does he do? And I'm just, the only thing I can think of is the movie with Tobey Maguire where the guy gets shot and he's laying on the street dying. That's the only, I'm like, what did he do? He's an old guy.
He was unemployed looking for a job.
What'd he do? Oh, was he a cop? A retired cop?
What was his
He worked
job?
In the mill, I think.
Mill. My dad would
or
know.
That's what all them old fuckers did in all them shits. They all get worked in a mill and got
I'll never retire. I want to go back to work.
That's how it is.
He worked, he made rice. That's what I should have said, man.
Yeah.
But I really, like, first, I was like,
rice. What then did every he time do? He saw the box, he'd be like, oh my god.
What'd he do there, Uncle Ben?
What did he do?
Well, in the movies, he was an actor.
Well, don't waste your fucking thoughts on that, because...
Bonesaw! Did you guys like those movies?
Bonesaw!
I like the newer ones. I did not like the Tobey Maguire one.
You like the newer one?
No, dude, no. You don't like the new one.
Yes,
dude.
I do.
Compared to the Tobey Maguire ones? Yes.
Fuck yeah. The new one where he's on a fucking skateboard? And he's all...
Yeah, that's gay. There's gay
everything's
parts.
All crazy.
But I want to tell you about Tobey Maguire. It's gay, too.
How about he does crazy backflips in school, fight the bully, stupid. And no one questions it? He does a back, like, triple backflip.
Let me set something clear. I'm not fucking backing up Tobey Maguire either. I didn't like that one either.
He looks so doofy and fucking
fear like
and loathing.
Them, really.
Then which one do I get to compare it to?
Fear and loathing when he's all bald and sweaty with the long hair.
Hi. That was a great movie. I love Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
It's all right.
People should watch.
I think it's overrated.
So
it gets
times.
The movie gets
people
awkward
get
when it's like Christina Ricci.
Don't ever watch it while you're tripping. It's not like a tripping movie to watch.
Yeah, what's up with people being like, while tripping, let's watch a movie about tripping.
No,
it's like,
I didn't like it.
No, because that's like getting a friend who's an asshole next to you while tripping, be like, fucking with the lights or fucking
One time I bought shrooms for a guy.
Oh, fuck that.
And we were at a party, I bought mushrooms from a guy. And thank God I didn't eat them at that party. Like, I already knew enough not to eat shrooms at party situations.
Because
every half an hour, the guy that I bought them from, hey, you tripping?
You
eat those shrooms? Are you tripping?
Like,
no, thank God.
Allegedly.
Because I have you in my fucking face asking me if I'm tripping.
Allegedly purchased them at a party.
Whatever, dude.
Just
I'm not the criminal. He is for selling.
He's not a criminal.
I'm a criminal for possession.
Exactly. They were for my pizza.
Unless he fucking shot a dude or stabbed him for the
pizza shrooms.
Mushrooms.
I've never eaten them on a pizza. I always eat like jelly sandwiches or like jelly toast with fucking.
Go with the tea.
Tea is what's up. Don't eat mushrooms.
Jelly
tea's
toast.
Pretty good.
Tea is
I always
delicious.
End up fucking. I'm like 10 minutes in
oh,
or
so
20 minutes
better.
In and it just hits me. I'm like, I gotta shit. I fucking go to the bathroom every time.
Yeah.
I know I don't have to, but I'm like...
You sit in the toilet.
I have the feeling that
yeah,
I have
your butthole.
And I come back in the room and I'm all like...
Did I just take a shit?
Like, quiet, you know? And I'm kind of like...
We've all done it.
And I come back and I'm like, alright. This feels good.
You
know, like, sit somewhere, ooh.
You don't know you're tripping until you're alone and you're sitting on the toilet staring at your friend's wallpaper... Or until it's 4 in the morning and you're sweating and the phone's ringing and you're scanning yourself in the mirror. Dude.
You never know you're really tripping. That's what you're trying to say.
I know. Like, the shrooms make you feel like you got poop in your pants. Like, off in your head. I gotta go outside and go poop or something. Oh, you just sit there with your pants down for like a fucking half an hour. Losing your mind. Off in your head, tripping hardcore, thinking you gotta poop.
Leave me speechless.
We've all been there. We all recollected that moment in our head, and we instantly started thinking about how intense it was.
Yeah.
You want to talk about video games?
We can go ahead. Video games. Justin, what do you like playing, brother?
Not nowadays.
Just started thinking about tripping. I'm like,
ugh. Well, this is crazy for listeners. Me and Justin became friends over a game called Diablo 2.
Holy shit.
Me and Justin met in high school.
And days.
In a, we had a health class and a class called...
Game. I used to make fun of people for playing it.
Diablo 2?
Yeah. I knew, like, a couple people who just played the fuck out of it. They didn't do anything anymore. They just sat in their house and played the fuck out of it.
I didn't even know that game existed until my brother...
Loser! And then I got a computer, and I was like...
I'm the loser now.
Oh, we're winners. You know,
clicking the gem? What's this gem do?
I love it.
What did the gem do?
Better gear. Skill points. Gems? I don't know.
No, when you're in the like initial chat room... Before you entered a game in Diablo 2, there was
that
little gem
that
you could click.
I don't know. I'd always click
gem
it. It wouldn't do anything.
Gem deactivated. Go from a blue to like a pinkish purple.
It wouldn't do anything, I don't think.
Gem activated.
What did
I
it
never, I Google it, and I wouldn't come up with any real answer.
Diablo 2 was cool because you could hit, there was that open lobby that you could create different games for. Balrog!
Yeah, you could put up a game that'd be like, butt fuck, and then,
butt,
you know,
butt,
like...
BGH 2, password, just, like, BGH, BGH.
Yeah, or you could put a password on it, like, ours would always be like, I don't know, like Bunk One or Ass One or something.
You
like,
could get caught in a bail run. There was these games called bail runs. I don't know if you ever played it. You'd be fighting the last boss of the game over and over again.
Oh,
trying to
get
stuff.
Trying to get all
and it'd be like, bail run 3, password 2. So you'd have to like go there, and my fucking dumb ass would type in bail run 2, password 1. You're in an empty game where the boss would be, fuck, you go to join bail run 3, password 2. Game is full.
Game full, yep.
Fuck me, man.
Every single time. You miss it that first second, and you're out.
There'd be weird-ass game names. You'd just see ones with, like, random letters. You'd join, and there's a guy in a game. So, like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. What, like, what are you doing, man? Why are you just, like...
What's your address?
Yeah. Age, sex, location.
Oh, sometimes I would just be leveling or something, and it would be like, create a game. And just hit all the buttons, and then create it. So one of those random letter games is probably just some guy who's
just
like,
cruising,
hey,
questing.
Nothing specific, no reason you're here, what are you doing, you know?
That was, that game was cool. I learned the game with PvP, people popping the ears. All the gold out the middlefield, get my gold back! No.
I used to do good in PvP for a long time. That game. The Hammer Paladin.
Yeah, they were the best character in the game.
I could teleport too, so I'd just be like, hammer, 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 teleport, hammer, hammer, hammer.
You've
and then
never played
people would be before. Running, and they'd
just
be like,
"I'm playing out much."
Die, you know, like run through, get hit by some random fucking stray hammer, and die. And I'd run over and take their gold because I could just like run through them. Like
I used to con people in Diablo 2 where all their items would flash their character, and I'd steal it.
God, it's crazy.
I used to go like this. Hey, me and my buddy would con artists, and we'd make a game called, say, we need an item like a vamp gaze or something. Bring perfect vamp gaze. It'd come in. And my brother would be in the game already, and I'd be talking to him on the phone, because this is before I had, like, a team speaker of Ventrilo.
Then
so
they like, pinch you, fuck you in the ass, take shit, leap.
I'd come in and be talking to him on the phone, but we'd be typing all secret. Hey, what's up, buddy? Like, we're strangers. Hey, how are you? Yo, join my guild, and join the Java chat. But make sure you run it in-game. And I'd be like, okay. And, like, I'd be sitting there and fake, sit there for a second like I'm away from my keyboard. My brother would give me that awesome helmet. Here you go, dude. Oh, awesome. And if someone else would join and see that happen in front of him, and then he'd go to do it. But when you open the Java chat, all it was, it said it was a guild called Enter the Matrix Guild. And it was a shitty geosite website. And all there was on this, all this thing was a Matrix code background and a link to the program, the Java chat thing. And we used to be like, okay, you got to right click and hit open from location. And what it would do is open your character's inventory and just throw all your shit on the ground and make your character run away. And it would just constantly do that, even if you repicked up your shit until you logged out. And we used to pop like level 99 characters with like custom crafted items. And then all the shit would just throw on the ground. All I could type was, I for inventory. And we'd just be like, thanks, man. Thanks. Thank you. Dude, I used to get all sweaty. My heart would be pumping and shit. Some people would be like, I'm going to the Java chat. And then they'd throw something on the ground that wasn't popping off of them, and I'd instantly pick it up, my character being in the air. Me and my brother's two characters are instantly swarming the one guy as he moves, so they instantly know what's up. It's like, you guys are trying to scam us. There was weird little glitches in the game. You could, like, pick up items on one side of a wall, but not on the other.
I got taken for that, but it wasn't that scenario. There was, like, a couple of places you could do it. You could do it in, like, Act 2, you could do it in Act 3. But in Act 3, there was a spot where you couldn't fucking do it. It was, like, two bridges, and I was on one, and the other guy was on the other. And he's like, yo, drop your thing. And I was like, beep.
We'll run from bridge to bridge.
He didn't run
time.
A fucking place, dude. He was just like, let me make sure you have it. Drop it. And I was like, because you couldn't
what
put
was it,
it? You
what?
Couldn't put it in the trade screen. It was a Nihilus charm.
Oh, no.
It was when they first fucking came out, dude. I got, like, the first one, you know? It was the first time I ever saw him. And I was a bow Amazon, and I ran over to the boss instead of using my bow. I ran over to him, and like as soon as I got to him, he died. Ding! And I took it, and I fucking peaced out. It was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I had the perfect stance on it or whatever. I dropped it to show the fucker that I had it, because he was offering, like, crazy shit for it. P90s or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, they were poison charms.
Poison charm or something. But fucking... As soon as I dropped it, the screen went black. No shit, dude. My screen flashed black. He was gone out of the fucking game. It didn't even say he left the game. He was just gone. It was an assassin. He was just gone. And so was my charm.
Your jewel on the
ground. And all I could do was go, I hit my inventory, it wasn't in there. I looked on the ground, it wasn't there. Dude wasn't in the fucking game, never said he joined or left. He was just there.
All I could do was feel like you got choked up, don't lie.
That fucking killed me. It crushed my spirit. Dude, I had you know that feeling you were talking about where your heart's pumping, you're getting all sweaty, and you're like, it's gonna, you know,
your stomach just drops.
It's like the exact opposite of that feeling, man.
I had a helmet. I had a helmet.
Just sunk. I was like, he fucked.
Oh my god. I had a helmet in this game.
I was happy for so long. He took it from me.
It was like, it was a perfect vamp gaze, but it was ethereal, so it was like, it had better stats, but you couldn't repair it. And I had a rune in it that made it indestructible, and a lot of people wanted it. And I was doing the same thing, but I was doing an act too.
Zod rune.
Yeah, the Zod rune and my perfect vamp gaze. It's funny because I got the vamp gaze I got that perfect vamp gaze from popping people. I made a game called Bring Perfect Vamp Gaze.
Popping that pussy.
A guy, there was other people in this game doing their own little side trades. It was a full game. There was like 8 people, including myself. A guy shows up, totally butt-ass naked paladin, wearing nothing but the helmet. Yo, nigga, go to fucking my Java chat. Bing! The one helmet drops, I pick it up, all those other characters swarm over towards me trying to pick it up, I just left the game. See ya. Either way, in Act 2, there was a bar. And in the tavern, there's an actual bar. And you could stand on one side of the bar, stand there, and if you drop shit, you can't pick it up. I used to test it with, like, potions and other items. So you could be like, here's my, like, drop your shit and see what you got. You drop it, and like no one could pick it up from the other side of the bar. I dropped my helmet. A guy somehow picked it up. I was talking to this guy for a fucking half an hour trying to get him to go to this Java chat. Like, here, I'll give you this helmet. If you go, bink, it's instantly picked up. Like, didn't even hit the ground. You didn't even hear the helmet hit the ground. It's gone. He leaves the game. I'm just sitting there at fucking like 2 a.m, face palming. I just sat here trying to con this guy for the past like hour, and I just dropped something that I'll never get again.
I used to fucking trade on that game forever.
That was the best part of that game.
The whole thing was haggling. Making a game, being like, want to trade something for ? You know, perfect, or whatever.
Atlantis bow for ? Best offer.
Yeah,
best OFFR or something.
And then I'd make the game and sit there, and then I'd have assholes coming up to me giving me garbage, and I'd wait it out, and I'd be there for like fucking 3 hours in a fucking stupid Diablo game waiting for something. And then Sony would come in and be like, hey, is anyone even still trading that thing? And I'd be like, yeah, and he'd give me some fucking crazy shit that I no one else would have ever gave me, you know? And you wait it out and wait it out. It's just like, somebody's got a better offer for me. For this garbage Tristram that I just found. To the fucking, you know?
Hearing the rain and hearing that dumbass music. And just sitting
there. Stay a while. Listen. Let's dance.
Yeah, dude, when you complete all the quests, he goes, congratulations. Get down.
Congratulations. Oh, look under my robes.
Ever since you made that up and told me it, I use it as an actual reference to Deckard Cain. Somebody at work was like, I bought Diablo 3, and they were like, fucking Deckard Cain. And they were like, stay a while, listen. And I was like, get down. And they were like, what? And I'm like, no, never mind.
He actually says that.
He doesn't say that.
He played Diablo 3, yeah.
He's just losing his mind.
In the story of Diablo 3, the cutscenes, Deckard Cain's little niece, she's a bitch, dude. I know it turns out either way, she turns out to be Diablo. She's like the stranger. Like, she is the Diablo reincarnate.
No, she doesn't even know. She's just a vessel for Diablo.
Yes, I know. Like, the stranger was,
she's
too.
She's just like, I'm a little kid. Time to fucking grow up.
Either way, when she's a little kid, Deckard Cain's like, I gotta finish my fucking stories. And she's like, let's go, Grandpa. Fuck your books. He's like, no way. It's like,
yeah, but he would die. Like, he's about to get killed by 1,000 skeletons. And she's like, let's go. And you're calling her a bitch.
The way it plays out is she's a bitch. There's time to let him fucking grab his little book. And she's like, I don't care about your stories. Well, remember trying to tell her?
That's a quest for us. Let's go get that book.
Find Deckard Cain's book?
Yeah, I think we do that. I think that's part of it. We go find his stuff.
His diary or whatever. Fuck Deckard Cain.
Was that like a side mission?
You find all his little books throughout the entire game. It's like books everywhere.
It's him talking about shit. When I was a boy, I used to love
when those things would pop up, because the game's so desolate with nothing. You know, it's just like the background music, and you're
Diablo 3 now, right?
The same bullshit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just make a shit.
Diablo 3, you find story tombs instead of tomes of identification.
Yeah, you pick up, like, a little fucking book off the ground, and it'll tell you, like, the seven lords of hell, you know, and he'll keep, like, telling you about it. But otherwise, the game is just so quiet. All you hear is your character going, bah, 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 you know, like, that's smash, smash.
I don't know, that it's annoying. Super repetitive to me.
I play a lot of games.
Diablo?
No sound.
Yeah, it's a grind, but it's fun.
I just got some Turtle Beach headphones, man, and that is where it is at.
Yeah, I was just thinking the other day, like, maybe if I had...
After we're done with this, I'll give you a whirl.
Justin is probably the best Counter-Strike player I've ever met.
Counter-Strike with headphones is the way to go. Or, well, any fucking game like that. Yeah, because you can hear everything.
Yeah, you
like,
can with these.
You're running in a game and you don't even fucking realize it, but you're like kicking cans and shit. You're like stepping on fucking leaves that are crunchy. You know, it's just like,
yeah.
Oh, you know? It's you don't realize it, but
then you can hear where people are coming from and where shots are coming from and things like that.
Dude, you can hear a lot more than that. It's like, especially with really good headphones, you get crazy. You hear, like, people breathing.
You can hear,
like, you know when some asshole's standing behind you and he's, like, fucking nutbagging you and you don't even know?
Yeah, you're just,
like,
a little teabag.
Sniping and he's fucking hitting you in the head with his dick and you're just chilling there. You could hear his fucking gear moving on him, you know? Like, his shit rattling and him breathing behind...
His pots and pans.
You know?
Yeah.
People, that happens. Especially in the newer games. Like, in Counter-Strike... It's like a fable that you can hear somebody breathing, but you fucking... You're in a tunnel, enough. You know someone else is in there, even though it's just like a video game, you know?
I love video games.
You get that kind of sense with the...
No, people didn't know that already. We're looking out, we're rocking.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfectly enough.
Yeah, I used to play so much Counter-Strike, dude. I used to play for Xbox, though, the console, because I never had a computer that could handle it.
If I had a controller in my hand, I can't shoot.
But then I did get a computer that could handle it. I used to play, what, 1.6, the old version, not Source?
Oh, I'm all Source, guys.
But then I got Source for Steam.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's, I like, dude, I used to play Counter-Strike. I could never get headshots, though. Like, I get so, like, people get so lucky. Every time I'd see a guy, think! That's all I hear, the spark of my fucking brain's getting blown out. It's like, how are people instant headshots no matter what was going on?
Because they did nothing but play it. It's like, that's the best way to get to be that good, is to just play forever. I'm dead serious.
Like, I didn't want to play that
like,
much.
I started playing for... Like, I started playing a lot...
I got good on the Xbox.
I don't know, you think I'm good, but fucking there are so many better than me.
Yeah, I bet.
It's ridiculous.
There's people still playing that game.
Yeah, for real. Like, if I played right now, I guarantee some of the people that I thought were, like, the greatest are still fucking playing it. Like, not too long ago, I played it just to see if it was still kicking, and there's still, like, 20,000 people playing it.
It's like people still playing, yeah, people like, still older fucking... Halo, like, Halo 3.
Yeah, as much as I love video games, there's never been one where I was like,
I think it's different with computer games, because it's like...
Yeah, they have a long-lasting lifespan.
Yeah, they have a fucking lifespan, because it's like your they last forever. You know, you'll never be able to... You'll never sit on your computer and be like...
I can't find
out. Oh, that's old, you know? Because it's just like another feature of your computer.
Especially
like a game on it. Like a game on your phone.
Games can pirate, too, for the PC.
What? Yeah, you can totally pirate.
Just download
anything.
Games.
Pirate.
Yeah.
When, there was a point where I knew, like, I was broke as hell, and I didn't have any money. So I knew I wasn't going to be able to pay my internet bill. And I was like, that's going to suck. So I downloaded a fucking emulator for the PS1. And... If you plug a corded controller for the Xbox 360 into a computer, it, like, pretty much automatically adapts itself.
Because it's a Microsoft product,
yeah.
And Microsoft works
totally.
On Windows. Both Microsoft.
So if you got, like, a PS1 or fucking, like, N64, you know, something like that. Should've. Whatever you feel like. Emulator. Yeah, I guess you're right. I downloaded a bunch of games, I got fucking everything all set up while I had the internet, and then I knew for like a month I wasn't going to have it.
So you just cracked
out old... So I just cracked out on old PS1 games, and most of them ended up not working, you know? And I would have to go like find a different one and whatever. It was kind of a hassle, because it'd be like going to the store, getting the game, getting home, being like, oh fuck, it doesn't work. You know, gotta go. It's like the same amount of time, 20 minutes looking through the fucking internet to find that one copy that doesn't suck, that doesn't freeze up as soon as you load it, you know?
I want to know how to get, like, an emulator, like, how to pay for it. Can you actually pay for emulators?
Why would you want to? He wants to pay for one so he knows that it's not going to fucking be stupid, like,
$4.99
for a good NES emulator. Dude,
I beat every Resident Evil game.
I've seen you beat a couple of those games.
I beat every Resident Evil game in 2 weeks. It was like every one available to me for PS1. Like 1, 2, 3, Survivor. There's a couple of
Resident
Evil. Were you into Super Nintendo as a kid?
That's what I had. I didn't have
What game? What did you rock? What was your favorite shit?
What was my favorite game to play?
Or what did you just go off about your Super Nintendo?
Mostly, like, I played a lot of X-Men games, you know, like Marvel-type games.
How about that Avengers?
Which is the one where it starts off where a glowing card drops down in between two mercenaries just chilling and it explodes in your Gambit?
Mutant Apocalypse, I believe. That one is boss. I played it so much, I rented it so many times that my mom just was like, "We're not returning this. How much do I owe you?"
Yeah, you could buy
it. They just bought it. You know?
Yeah, I remember there was a game for PlayStation 1 called Swag Man.
Fucking asking me to rent it.
You kidding me? You fucking rent a game for mad long. You get more money in the end for fucking renting out than them buying it.
I was saying this earlier, but I had all the level codes written down on like a Little Caesars fucking coupon book. It was like a whole page of just like, you know, button combinations or whatever to get to the next stage.
I just picture your little hands touching the button triggers.
Square, circle, X, and I'm like, getting all crazy. I had Turtles in Time. And that was like my favorite game. I used to love it.
That beat 'em up one?
I beat Donatello because he had the longest reach. I always wanted to be Raphael or Michelangelo.
But they have short.
But they were like,
get your ass.
It was basically like fist fighting. Compared to the other guys.
It's all about how quick you press that X on the right time.
I'll sacrifice my favorite dude for fucking
reach.
Extreme reach.
Couldn't it be Casey Jones?
That would be awesome. You're hitting people with a fucking cricket bat.
That's the truth. I mean,
that guy's cool as fuck.
They should even throw, like, April in there as a Cheezmo character. You could be, like,
just doing karate.
Did you guys ever play the fighting one? There's a Ninja Turtles fighting game.
For Super Nintendo or something? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The character select screen was awesome because it was like all of them standing there, you know, and you'd like highlight whatever one.
They're a bunch of
characters. The only game I ever got. My mom says she used to play games with me all the time, but
she's a liar.
If you ask her, she'd say, "Yeah, I used to play games with you all the time." But this is like the only game.
Called you out.
This is the only time I can remember her. I begged her to play it. Okay. And I fought against her, like whooped her ass like a bunch of times.
My mom used to play Sonic Spinball.
I know that game, Genesis?
It was for Sega Genesis. Yeah, because this is back when Sonic wasn't
on. Well, when you were little, did you guys have, like, older figures that played video games
My sisters used to play Nintendo, and I used to try to play them, like, Mario Brothers and all our stupid, shitty games. And then we got, like, Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis. One of my sisters used to play Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and I'd be Tails, and then I'd play on my own when she wasn't around. And then there was a game called Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like a weird, it was like a Tetris. I got good at that for the GameCube.
That same game, or that was a Kirby game. It was like Kirby's Avalanche. Same game.
Yeah, it was also Wario's Woods.
The game, dude.
Wario's Woods is the same shit.
Was it the same game with the same exact, like, just enemies?
Different people?
I believe so, the little star
they
guy.
They named shit. Something different.
Different
in the
graphics,
background.
Different
you're exactly right, the Kirby.
Same exact game.
Yeah, because it would show the enemy's portrait in the middle of the screen, and then the one for the Kirby, it showed, like, the squid guy.
I had a game called Hey Punk, Are You Tough Enough?
Those were, like, the original Facebook.
What was that?
Game.
Was that a fighting one?
Yeah. It was, like, a rip-off Street Fighter. It was so bunk.
Hate
it was bad, dude. It was poorly timed.
Man. I had a game called Gunstar Heroes.
Did you guys play fighting games like Street Fighter and shit when you were little?
I played Street Fighter 2, but I played against cousins that were, this is the type of cousin they were.
Street Fighter 2 Yo, Turbo.
Younger Kyle, I know a code to make Ryu black. How? Close your eyes! And then they beat my ass.
Download this JavaScript.
And they use Game Genie and I didn't even know.
Yeah,
here's what I used to do as a little kid playing Street Fighter. I'm either E Honda going, yeah,
or Chun Li,
or
yeah.
I'm the
or Blanca
doing electricity.
Yeah,
just sitting there waiting.
Anything
for
you gotta tap.
No Tekken.
was one that I used to
Tekken.
I was never good at the Tekken games.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was bad.
My next door neighbor used to play them and beat the fuck out of
them. Like older figures, like playing video games with me. No, my dad and my mom never did, but we used to play Beavis and Butthead for the Sega Genesis.
Oh, no. Fuck that.
My little brother did. I love the shit.
I imagine beat that game.
What about the power on the moped? Getting chased by the fat guy in the hospital.
That game was awesome.
I couldn't beat that part. You getting chased by the fucking fat naked guy in the hospital.
Dude, I fucking rocked my little brother. I could
burp and fart and hit people with the baseball bat with the boxing glove at the end of it.
Butthead was the code to get you into the back office at the food department, man.
I can't remember.
It took me like an hour and a half to beat that game before it was. But there was one part where you have to get a fishing pole. The whole point of that game was you had to go around and find these gore tickets that got shredded up by a lawnmower and find them, piece them, tape them back together, go to a gore concert. One of the
awesome. That's the best premise for a video game.
Dude, this game was awesome, dude.
I remember it.
This game was awesome. I loved the shit out of it. One of the premises was you had to find a fishing pole, put a piece of gum on that at the end.
Uh-huh.
And then you had to cast it out of your window from your couch. Well, one of the part is you have to get this fat guy who chases you down from that part on the moped. A guy, that fat dude chases you down. You catch him with a piece of gum or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, to reel that fucking thing in, you had to tap C or all the buttons so rapidly. Me and my little brothers could not do that to save our lives. We had to get our dad. My dad had a technique with his two fingers just go...
Run back, dude. Just fucking arcade with a quarter.
Yeah, dude. Just
my
fucking.
My cousin was insane on that shit.
Dude, like, I couldn't.
We had an Olympic those turbo game controllers, and he'd be like, he'd be doing this. That oh, nobody can see, but the two fingers, two index fingers, side by side, A B A B A B A B. You know, like a fucking jackhammer.
There's a game. There's a part of Banjo-Tooie where you're on a mechanical mouse racing a canary in the sky, and you got to tap A and B back and forth. And I used to use my pointer finger and middle finger. Dude, yeah, I had to pause the game to give myself a break.
I know, my hand gets...
Go get crazy
Metal Gear Solid has a lot of that shit.
What about this? Mario Party 1. Who played that and didn't get fucking hurt hands?
The middle of your palm
would be bruised and or blistered from spinning that goddamn joystick into a fine powder beating those fucking
games. I know
games.
Exactly what you mean.
There's a Dragon Ball Z fighting game that had a whole lot of that.
Budokan?
Joystick. Yeah. Joystick
I don't
ruiner.
It's the same as Mario Party 1, though, dude. Mario Party 1 would be like, row the boat! And you'd be like, spin that fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Alright.
That's a fighting game. That's that Dragon Ball Z, that Budokan.
Yeah, but it'd be like, every like time you would get in a grab or something, or had to, like, dodge just an attack or something,
tap, like, A or something.
You're, like, charging up a fucking Kamehameha, and you're fucking...
Oh, it's the joystick.
Spinning that goddamn joystick, or tapping the button, or whatever the fuck.
How many beans could you eat in that game?
A few. The Sensu beans?
It was cool, because you could equip items.
As many as you had.
Yeah, if you had, like, a Sensu bean.
You had to buy them.
It would be like... When you get to 50% health, you eat a fucking bean.
The only Dragon Ball Z game I ever played was The Legacy of Goku.
Fucking cool. That
That's why I said.
Cool.
Now that you said it, that was one of my favorite fights.
I didn't like it because it was like getting my ass whooped every 10 minutes, but.
The Legacy of Goku for the Game Boy Advance was the only one I played, and it was the whole, it was the Frieza saga. He turned Super Saiyan at the end.
How cool was it?
It was fucking cool.
It was cool. It was a little RPG and you could shoot
it a little more.
It was like. It was kind of the overhead camera, like a Pokemon, almost.
Yeah, it was, but with fucking
little cool
DBZ
animation
guys.
Sprites, little DBZ or little Goku and stuff, and you get little Kai powers.
And shit.
Yeah, you hit R1, you he does Superman.
Did you have to set up a team, and could you have like Piccolo and shit?
I think it was just you.
Fuck.
And you punched, and you could shoot little Kai blasts with lasers.
He was by himself. You're almost.
That was a different game. I think that's the second one you're thinking of, though.
But that one was fucking awesome.
It ended with you fight Frieza, like the Earth's crumbling. Yeah, for the in-betweeners.
I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Dancing. That's what he was doing. Why'd you just break out the worm and the spin-a-rooney all in one move?
I wish I could.
God damn, you scared me.
Spin-a-rooney.
You can do the spin-a-rooney, Justin?
I can't do this.
You just did it.
I didn't know. I forgot that shit existed until you just said it.
Booker
T.
Kick yourself in the All right, go on with the Dragon Ball team. At the end of it.
Oh, at the end, with Frieza and the Earth blowing up, you fight Frieza, and you turn Super Saiyan
at
the very end. You know, that was the coolest part. Why did they save it at the end? Fuck.
You mean the
I
planet,
mean, like, the craziest...
The planet they were on
shit.
Got blown up. It wasn't Earth that got blown up.
Namek. Yeah. Come on.
I thought Frieza was a woman for the longest time.
So did I.
What?
So did I.
Until it turned into
like super
like,
effeminate.
I thought that was respect. Hey, I'm like, oh, yeah, Frieza. Give it to Big Mama, man. Oh, yeah, they're giving it to Big Mama.
Whooping that girl's ass.
Well, she's trying to destroy Earth and just a badass, you know what I mean? And I thought that was respect. She was fucking... I
genuinely love that show.
Yeah.
So did I. If she was destroying the world, respect, man. My
7th grade. Tsunami.
That bitch took out everybody. And I'm still calling her a bitch. Frieza.
Frieza? Fuck Frieza. I like Cell. I liked Cell. I didn't like Boo. Because I couldn't stand fucking Herculoid.
Dude, I liked Boo. Final... Not final, where he's like a little kid, but the one right before it was where like the bigger one.
Yeah,
where he fought when
that one was
when
cool.
Goku and Vegeta fused to Gogeta.
Yeah, Majin Vegeta, boss man.
Yeah, that
if
was.
If I
cool.
wasn't so afraid of constant ridicule, I would get like the Majin M on my forehead.
That'd be awful.
Yeah, it
would be horrible.
But well, did if no Vegeta take it just because he wanted to be more powerful?
If everybody had face tattoos, that's the one I would pick.
Majin Vegeta. Vegeta didn't even get taken over. Deborah, or the little guy that was in control of Majin Buu and everybody at first, Baby or Bobby, he let Vegeta was like, "Give me that M so I get that power." And then the guy couldn't control him. He's like, "Oh shit, Majin Vegeta."
He just wanted that extra kick of power to beat Goku.
He always had a vendetta for Goku.
That was like his. That was why he did it. He was like, give me that extra bump, because this is happening. Because, like, if you remember, those couple episodes, he, like, had other shit to do. They were like, what are you doing? And he's like, I gotta go fucking finish off Goku in the middle of this fucking rocky desert. Do you remember?
That dude had short man syndrome, I think.
I liked Vegeta.
Oh, totally.
I always liked Vegeta.
He was one of my favorite characters.
Short man syndrome.
Doesn't he bang Bulma?
Yeah, he did. I mean, kid, that's how Trunks was born. That's
Trunks is cool. I like when Trunks comes back to Android Saga.
I like
Goten. Sword and shit.
Yeah, I like Sword better, but...
I don't know.
Who's your favorite cool, guy?
Piccolo.
Piccolo?
Piccolo.
Piccolo. I like Mr. Popo.
Mr. Popo.
No way. Dragon.
Would you fucking play it off?
I like Goku, obviously. He was the man. Who was his son that was cool?
Gohan.
Who was the one that did gay shit as a superhero for a little while and was like...
Gohan?
He did that with Videl, his girlfriend. Yeah, I like Gohan. I like Kid Gohan.
He was a little bitch.
Kid Gohan?
Yeah.
He was a powerful
in the,
spot.
In the Cell chapter, he was the powerful
one. Yeah, he takes him out with one hand, Kamehameha.
Father!
Like, get on our ass about this.
No,
was it Gohan?
What,
who's
gets on
the superhero
cell?
Guy?
Yeah. It was Teen Gohan.
He had, like,
the stupid
green little thing and the stupid, like, antenna helmet or whatever.
Yeah,
it was like the two little
Herculoid.
Yeah, don't you...
That whole fucking...
And I hated
that
Fat
shit,
Boo.
Cookie!
Like, turn people into food and eat them and shit. I didn't mind Kid Boo. I thought it was funny how he killed Krillin.
Go
while Krillin was over in the afterlife. Kid Boo shows up in the afterlife, not dead, and starts killing people in that little heaven place, and Krillin's like, fuck.
Oh, yeah, they kill, like, all the original fucking...
Like, fuck.
That was the original Dragon Ball characters on that planet.
Well, it sucks. What would you do if you had the Dragon Ball?
Be a superhero.
Make a wish.
A vigilante.
Make a wish.
For space.
I'd probably
get Kai powers?
Oh, you'd get...
That you said, what would
wish.
I do? Oh, if
what
I had the Dragon Balls?
Yeah, if you had the Dragon Balls, not if you were...
Possibly make a wish.
Yeah.
Wish. Can you wish for infinite wishes?
Wish, man, is what I'm...
No,
dude, the dragon would be like... You're
fuck
foolish,
you.
And then just pop out.
We already
don't deal
asked
with
this
that
question
shit
on this podcast before.
No, we never.
What superhero powers?
We asked about that. We asked about
hey,
powers.
That is a different thing.
That is what I said. What we asked.
You just worked your ass off flying around in a little capsule plane to find these fucking Dragon Balls, and you finally got them all. They're chilling on that table right there.
What
are you
going right
to fucking wish for when that dragon busts in through your wall or whatever it does? You know he'd be fucking too big for this room.
Would you?
What if he's this big?
He's little.
1.5 feet.
I couldn't tell you what I'd wish for. Like, would it be something selfish or would it be something to be like,
there's lightning going off and we're like, whoa! Just flying around this room? No! Okay.
Explodes this room.
I wish you'd go away!
Yeah.
No!
Fuck, man!
Kill yourself.
No, it's okay. I grabbed the other set of
fucking
balls.
How many were there? 7 or 9?
7.
There's like a certain
fucking
amount
bowling
on one planet,
balls
and there's
fucking pure amber just burst through your fucking house in different directions.
But how close were Namek and Earth?
I'm getting too far from
a lot of light years apart.
And how did they get in contact with each other?
Space.
telekinesis, they could talk and, like, fucking through their minds and shit. Like, instant teleport shit.
Yeah, and shit. What was that? Instant transmission.
Yeah, he could just teleport. That's different. He'd instantly be somewhere.
That'd be cool. I wouldn't really wish for that, because then he could be, like,
everywhere. Dude, every time he did that, there'd instantly be, like, a super... There would be a sonic boom. Because there'd be, like, a vacuum where he was.
You know?
The air would have to, like...
Well, it would probably do that,
That's how whips work. You know how you crack a whip? It moves so fast that it takes the air with it, and then that creates a vacuum, and the air crashing together to fill the void is what makes the sound.
Nice.
Crack that whip. I know how to snap a whip.
The first time you try, you whipped yourself in the face.
No, I did classic. Never tried. I did classic Young Indiana Jones, where I split my lip. Oh, then I figured it out. Fought off.
I never saw Indiana Jones. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're missing out on an awesome trilogy. Yeah, Justin's never seen the Indiana Jones movies.
I'm going to kick this table
over. I've seen so many movies.
Oh, my God.
And those are not on the list.
Why not?
And I feel like...
How do you feel about Star Wars?
Dude, don't say that like I'm hating on them or anything, because I'm not. It's just like, the same with the Back to the Future movies. Oh. I had never seen them, and I was like, fuck that. God. And then I watched them. I watched all three. And it was like, I didn't have all three. I had the first one. And then I had gotten the other two because I needed to see them.
You liked them?
Yeah, I liked it so much. You know, so I feel like it's going to be the same way, but...
You're gonna feel the same way about the first and third one. The second one, you're going to be like, eh.
The second one is a prequel to the first.
You're going
to
watch the second one and be like,
yeah. Or you're going to be like, the second one was the best one.
Maybe I should watch the second one, and then the first one, and then the third one. And then I'll be like, I'll get the bunk one out of the way.
I would say, yeah.
You'll know that the first one was made before the second, but it's still better.
I'll give you guys an update. I'll, like, comment on your link to this. Well, how much I liked it.
And give us a movie review on Raiders.
I can give you a movie review on any movie other than that. Right now. I could drop it down. Break down the entire movie.
Why don't you start a movie review thing?
I don't know.
China.
I have watched a lot of fucking... movies.
Let me think.
There's a new movie coming out called I, Frankenstein. Fuck that.
It's with the dude, Two-Face dude. What is that? Dark Knight.
What is that?
It's gonna be. It's like a Van Helsing. It's like a Van Helsing movie. It's a guy in like a leather trench coat with machetes jumping with like superhuman powers fighting monsters.
But is it Frankenstein?
No.
It's I, Frankenstein.
He says, he talks like an idiot. I, Frankenstein, but he looks like a human. And he has superpowers, and he uses weapons to fight, like, those type of monsters, like werewolves and vampires. I'm Frankenstein's monster. Yeah, it's stupid as fuck.
You want to see it, Chester?
I'm not down.
See what?
The trailer.
We're going to play the trailer, I'm Frankenstein?
We can watch it real quick.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, man.
It's bad. I like Frankenstein as a character. I didn't like the Van Helsing movie, though.
You didn't?
What, no. The one with fucking Wolverine?
Yeah.
How much do they show in the trailer? Dude,
there's, like, a shitty, so fat... Bad. The Frankenstein.
I remember somebody asking me to watch it. It was like opposite of my intentions.
He turns into a werewolf. I was like,
no,
gargoyle Dracula. People got vampires all wrong. They need to make a legit vampire movie. Underworld's got it kind of close.
I don't know, man.
Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah, there we go. I was just gonna say that. Interview with a Vampire.
You guys want to watch
that?
There we go.
Every time a new vampire movie comes out, just watch Interview with a Vampire, and then don't watch the new one.
People can't see.
It don't matter.
I, Frankenstein.
You guys can't see, but...
Look up I, Frankenstein.
YouTube. Pause this, YouTube, and then play when you play the thing.
Unless you're on the other service that's going to bog down YouTube because they're not paying for their fucking service. Then you're fucked. Have fun.
What?
Welcome to America, bitch.
It turns out this movie's going to be awesome.
I don't know, dude.
200 years ago,
it's Two-Face.
It is, exactly.
It's not Two-Face. That idiot. Fabio knows of any human. You could use those gifts. Oh, that's Two-Face. That's Two-Face.
You know what they call him with the priest thing? Harvey Two-Face.
Yeah. You cannot save the human race. So I get it.
It's like Hellboy meets Frankenstein. And it's the guy from fucking
Pretty, though.
It's Underworld and Hellsing mixed together.
It is, because it's just from the producers of Underworld.
What's happening?
Monsters like me. Tesla. Thousands of them. It could mean the end of all mankind. It is. It's Frankenstein.
why he looked like a fucking chud in the beginning.
Because he was like, he's all stitched up.
He's Frankenstein.
Oh, so now he's just Frankenstein with
he's
that guy's
He's made out of
body
corpses, but he's like super...
actual human.
He just happens to be super handsome.
And he's wearing a peacoat and a hoodie.
What the fuck?
There's angels? What the fuck? Is that what's happening?
This will probably be really cool to watch, but
smoke
you really hate everything
people.
About it. Like, man, why are they doing this? What does that have to do with anything? What the fuck?
What? No way.
The weapons were cool. That's about all I can get.
No, they weren't. Dude, it's like a rocket chop.
Oh, I was about to say, it's like the axe of an axe.
I'm taking that thing out of fucking Mark's knife board to kill bats with. That's like a rocket chop. That's like our bat hunting tool.
Gonna end this with I Frankenstein.
Oh my god, yeah, let's bring it. Oh man, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna give you my fucking opinion before it even drops.
Okay.
That movie is gonna be visually fantastic. It's gonna be lengthy.
Are you gonna watch it?
And it's probably gonna make fucking little to no sense and be like, why was this movie made other than to be cool to look at?
That movie.
You know, like, it'll be cool to watch those scenes, but everything that's going on will make you just be like,
no, it's not.
What
it
the
looks
fuck
like
is, this is stupid.
It looks
know?
Like there's too much going on. It looks like there's a bunch of angels. I will follow behind these angels with a bunch of fucking
Scarface wearing a pea coat and a hoodie with two rocking chops fighting gargoyles the whole time.
Yeah, but other than that,
Scarface,
no big dick, right? Yeah,
he's gonna hang dog. Say Scarface.
His face is all scarred up because of the Frankenstein monster.
It didn't look like it though in the.
No,
I like how this.
It's just
stupid.
A couple slashes on his body. He's called Frankenstein.
Yeah, for real. He's got like a scar on his neck. They're like, holy fuck, you hideous bastard.
When we go out and see it, and I'll give you the.
Yeah, I'll give
go
you the
go out and
real
see it. Give me a
when
break. When this comes out on DVD, watch it.
I wrote it. I ain't fucking. Are you paying for this?
Smoke a fat
garbage.
Cigar while you do it, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those fucking lefties.
Word.
Alright, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Justin, especially thank you. We love you.
Fantastic guest number two.
Yeah.
Justin,
I love you both.
You are
goodbye.
I love you.
You have a good day, everybody. Follow us on Facebook. Email
yeah, have
us.
A good day. Don't forget
blah,
that.
Blah.
Every day.
Namaste, you fucks.
It's up to you. You won't get my name. I'm doing what you love. I'm moving out of city. I'm bitter of a second chance. Get it out of my mind. Get it out of my mind.